shut down. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in Washington.
Air traffic controllers were among those who received a portion of what they are owed. They won't be paid again until the shutdown ends. Many fanned out at airports across the country urging lawmakers to open the government.
Most controllers around the country are already working 6-day work weeks, 10-hour days. They shouldn't have the extra burden of worrying about when they're going to get paid.
Members of the military are getting paid today. The shutdown is delaying announcement of the annual Social Security cost of living adjustment for tens of millions of people. It's pinned to the September Consumer Price Index, which also has not been released. NATO members overseas are looking to buy more American weapons for Ukraine, and NATO Chief Mark Rutte says the alliance is prepared to take strong action if Russian planes continue to violate the airspace of member nations.
If it poses a threat, I can assure you that our military people have all the authorities they need to make sure that that plane immediately does not pose a threat anymore. And then you know what I mean.
The UN's weather agency says heat-trapping carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere jumped by the highest amount on record last year. It's blamed for causing more extreme weather. Weeks after he threatened to move World Cup soccer games from what he called dangerous areas, President Trump takes aim at Boston.
The president says Boston may be unsafe after recent street takeovers during which several police officers were injured.
Boston better clean up their act, that's all I can say.
Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, 20 miles from Boston, is scheduled to host 7 matches in June and July. The vice president of the FIFA Council, Victor Montagliana, said earlier this month it's FIFA's call where cup games are played.
With all due respect to current world leaders, football is bigger than them.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A new report says under a revised definition of obesity released earlier this year, obesity prevalence increases from 40% of the population to 70%. Wall Street, the Dow is up 280. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The medical mega powers have reached a deal. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute, restoring in-network coverage at Ascension Hospitals statewide. It means patients won't have to face higher costs or need new doctors. The deal is retroactive to the first of the month. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire from the Kenosha County Circuit Court on January 6th after serving for 20 years. Governor Tony Evers is accepting applications to appoint someone to finish his term with a deadline to apply early next month. A Kenosha County judge dismissed the sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator. It comes after the victim refused to testify against Curtis Tollfree. The case was dismissed without prejudice, so charges could be brought back if circumstances change. Racine Neighborhood Watch got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. This year across the city, more than 4,500 people participated along with police, firefighters, and city leaders. Go deeper on the donation online at racinecountyi.com. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police force to help with mental health calls. It's funded by state and opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office launched a similar pilot program with virtual mental health support for deputies. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is holding a military funeral at 2 today for a U.S. Army veteran with no known family. The public is invited to attend the service at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. If the Brewers can pull out a couple of wins in L.A., the series will come back to Milwaukee Monday. The Dodgers took a 2-0 series lead over the Brewers with a 5-1 win in Milwaukee last night. Now the focus turns to L.A. for Game 3 tomorrow at 5:08. Milwaukee needs to win at least 2 games in L.A. to send the series back to Milwaukee for a Game 6 on Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers. The crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
again, it was not our best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our shower chances diminishing as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Clouds will stick around. A northeast breeze and highs in the lower 60s. Overnight skies turning mostly clear, low to mid 50s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 55.
WRJN, here is a rocker from CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag it gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Program notes, because the Brewers are going to be playing Friday night, same time as the Friday Night Light High School Football Game of the Week, we will present the Brewers on WRJN, on the air, but you also will hear the High School Football Game of the Week on our website. So you have a choice. You have options. If you want to hear the High School Football Game of the Week, you simply go online to WRJN.com and click the button at the bottom of the screen and bada bing, bada boom, High School Football.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of fall continue to appear. O&H's sensational pumpkin pound cake is buttery rich and frosted with their smooth cream cheese icing. Also featured are pumpkin brownies. These very generous sized treats are all of family pleasers. So stop in and pick up several. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really we
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A handshake has resumed healthcare for many in the area. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have reached a new multi-year deal restoring in-network access to Ascension hospitals for thousands of patients across the state, including in Racine County. The deal, effective immediately and retroactive to October 1st, ends weeks of uncertainty that forced patients to choose between changing doctors and paying higher costs. In statements, both sides thank patients for their patience during negotiations. You can go deeper on that agreement online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. If you've ever wanted to be a judge, get your gavel ready. There's a judgeship opening in Kenosha County with the retirement of Judge Anthony Milosaskis set for early next year. Governor Tony Evers is looking for someone to fill that spot. He's taking applications through November 3rd. Wisconsin law lets the governor appoint judges when there's a vacancy, but the new judge must run in the next election to keep the job. Another area community is making moves towards better mental health. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police department to help with mental health calls. The social worker will ride along with officers, provide follow-up support, and train staff on suicide risk checks. It's funded by a state grant and village opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has something similar. They've recently launched a pilot program where mental health experts provide virtual real-time support to officers to help with de-escalation and to connect people with care. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is asking for some help today. They need folks to help honor a U.S. Army veteran who has no known family. A military funeral with full honors will be held at 2 today at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. Organizers say it's a simple way to show respect for someone who served our country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our shower chances diminishing as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Clouds will stick around. A northeast breeze and highs to the lower 60s. Overnight skies turning mostly clear, low to mid 50s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Happened to the boy.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Never, my love. Never say never. One of the greatest love songs of all time. This is the Association, WRJN.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired. Never my love.
back-to-back Motown greats, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Everything is all right.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kurt Volman is back from vacation, finally. Wow. I mean, come on, Kurt, where'd you go? If you've been listening, he's been telling you in the afternoon. And when Kurt Volman being back means that he will do another 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon. This one focuses on the class of 63 on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
WRJN. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I.
Days a week, 8 days a week.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Umbrella. started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Cuisine and Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Key case before the U.S. Supreme Court, a challenge to a section of the Voting Rights Act. CBS's Jan Crawford says it's about Louisiana's congressional map, which has two majority black districts.
A group of white voters challenged a second legislative district in Louisiana. They say it's unconstitutional, that you're not supposed to consider race. The government's not supposed to consciously sort people based on their skin color. So that's kind of the convoluted question that the court will take up, but it could have dramatic implications for how states draw up their legislative districts.
On day 15 of the government shutdown, members of the military are getting paid today, but other federal workers are seeing only partial pay or nothing this week. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
President Trump is threatening more targeted cuts.
We're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being and they're never going to come back.
His comments came during a meeting with Argentinian President Javier Milei, whose country has been offered a $20 billion bailout by Trump.